It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. I know a lot of farm families where there are some great traditions of the summertime. On top of the work that gets done on the farm, a lot of farm families have the garden. They'll be canning the fruits of their labors later on this year. They have the county fairs that they attend. There are a lot of lessons learned over the course of the summer, like how to take care of equipment. And Mystic Lubricants has been helping farm families do just that, keeping machines working harder for longer, season after season after season, and they've been doing it for decades. Mystic products like the JT6 greases are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect that equipment. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer on the web, mysticlubes.com. Yes, that's M-Y-S-T-I-K lubes.com. First the rain and now the heat. Though in places like Missouri, folks would say no rain and now the heat. Out of that most recent rain episode across parts of the heartland, the rain totals that showed up on the Weather Service radar looked unbelievable. I thought it was some kind of false radar return at times, such as that 10-plus inches indicated southwest of Vincennes, Indiana. But Big John Horrell, there in Gibson County, Indiana, assures it was, in fact, 10 inches over 2 days in the gauge at his place. Oh, that weekend heat wave. Coming up, actual air temperatures to be about 100. Heat index readings may be well north of 100. From This Week in Agribusiness, corn growers are venting their frustrations this week to the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. In Garnet, Kansas, the president of that state's Corn Growers Association, Ken McCauley, yesterday said farm and ethanol groups wanted to set the tone and help Administrator Scott Pruitt understand the frustration being felt in rural America. Ken said, when you look at what the EPA is doing, they are most definitely picking winners and losers right now, and ethanol is the loser. Ken said their concern was that Administrator Pruitt would come to Kansas, take a few photos with smiling farmers, and tell the president that corn farmers are okay with his actions. Ken said that would be a gross misinterpretation of what happened here. Meanwhile, the corn growers in South Dakota are taking a different approach. As Scott Pruitt comes to their state, they say they won't even meet with him. In fact, the South Dakota corn growers say Pruitt is not welcome in their state. The executive director of the South Dakota corn growers, Lisa Richardson, says far and away their largest market is ethanol. She says for Pruitt to come into our backyard and not keep the president's word on ethanol, we're just curious as to why he's here. Now, I knew raccoons had powerful claws, but never knew they were capable of climbing a skyscraper as that one did at the UBS Tower in St. Paul, Minnesota. The city was captivated. Oh, shoot, the world was captivated by that little guy climbing up there, then napping on the ledge outside the law office. In fact, he has his own Twitter account. Of course he does. And I became his 2,596th follower this morning. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.